Today's daf in Masechet Yevamot is daf Mem Zayin, and we're holding one line up from the bottom on daf Mem Vav on Bei Tana Rabba. Mishaba. So we've been discussing what is required in terms of the meal of the ger, the tefillah of the ger, and we brought a raya that you need to have the bezdin. How about if somebody comes along, Vamar ger, and he says, I'm a ger? So you might think that on that basis alone, Yochol Likablanu. Talmud Lomar, therefore it says in the Torah that it's only if, by the way, why would I think such a thing? Why should I think it? Because normally something that's avida legluya, something, I mean, what a guy says is a ger, we're going to know next week, but we're not. We're saying that a thing that is going to be obvious to all, that he's a phony and so on, in no time at all, maybe we should be makabel on that basis.
You wouldn't say it?
Yes, so yeah. Mm-hmm. Talmud Lomar, therefore, it says, V'chiyagur itchager. Itcha means that it has to be something that is muhzak lecha. So this is something that has been muhzak over years, and that it's known, and that too. Only then do we treat him like a ger. How about if the guy comes along, and we don't know, and we had knowledge, however, that he was a guy, otherwise he would have a migul. Well, we have knowledge that he was a guy, but he's bringing witnesses. So, ba ve'edav imo, how do you know that even though he's not muhzik, not a rabbi, he's muhzik as a goy, but he has witnesses, how do you know that he can be accepted on the basis of those witnesses? The Gomar, therefore, says the pasuk, v'chi yagur ba'artzechem. Ba'artzechem means that it's something that is acceptable, but it doesn't have to be dafka itcha. Doesn't have to be that you know, it could be Bartzachem, meaning that you have information from others. The Gemara is going to ask, obviously, what I need a blessing, tell me it could be Kabbalatus, whoever it is, such a thing. Fine, okay, but whatever it means, we'll find out later. But right now, so we have two approaches. Either it could be Mosek, or if we know him not to be Jewish, so then he can be accepted, I'll be aided. If it's the equivalent of Eidos, we'll see that we don't need Eidos, which is normally not Mipichtavam, and we don't need that kind of Eidos. But give the Gemara a few minutes and we'll work it out. Eli Ela Ba'aretz. So the boy stresses up here. Ba'aretzachem. Ba'aretzachem would mean Dafka in Eretz Yisrael. How do you know it could be Makabel Ger? Bechal and Chutzlaretz. It says only Ba'aretzachem. Bechutzlaretz Minayim. Talmud Lamar Itcha. The Gemara is going to ask later. I thought we just used Itcha. It's only Mosak. Fine. We'll talk about that also in a moment. Itcha means wherever you happen to be living. B'chol makom she'itcha. Even if you're living in L.A., it's also okay to be b'kabel again. Mm-hmm. Even L.A., wherever you're going, it's the furthest corners of the earth, despite the fact that Rav Kaduri once came to visit L.A. He landed in the airport. It's an amazing story. He landed in the airport. He was supposed to have like a partner meeting. Next plane, I want out. He refused to leave the next one. Out of LA.
That's it.
All right. Fine. So, Im Kein Matam Adama Ba'aretz. Why does it say Ba'aretz? Ba'aretz is because you need Ba'aretz. Sarech La'avir Aya. Point is that in Eretz Yisrael, we have to bring a riot that he had been in his guy, but Bezdin, and so on. And because otherwise, lots of people walking around with a bris milah. That isn't going to prove anything. And I in Eretz Yisrael, who doesn't want to be in Eretz Yisrael? You have to be crazy not to want to be in Eretz Yisrael, right? So in the Mela, we suspect him. The guy's claiming he's a ger, so he should be able to be here. So over there, he has to bring a riot. But if somebody's dumb enough to be a Jew in L.A., so then, you know, maybe you think he doesn't need to be a riot. And that, this pasuk, according to Rav Yudim, is indeed means that. B'chutz l'aretz, ein tzarich l'avi raya, divrei Rav Yudim. B'chamim ha'imrim, bein ba'aretz, bein chutz l'aretz, tzarich l'avi raya. And we're going to see, if that's the case, what do the chachamim do with the pasuk? The Gemara will escalate. Now, let's go back and try to figure out what we said before. Bahu ve'edav imo, how do I know? I didn't say, what do you mean, how do I know? Who ever heard of not accepting witnesses? So what is the pasuk for? Krol amalek. Omer Rav Sheshes, the pasuk is coming to tell me that even though this was hearsay testimony, so even though, let's say, they say, shamanu, shindigayir bebezit shoplogi. So you might think that we need Eidos that would basically supply us with the equivalent of the Re'iyah, which is the essence of what Eidos is. But Eid mi P'eid usually doesn't work. Therefore, the point of here is that we're looking for a Gilui Milta, so the Pasuk coming Dafka, to be Mekel. In other words, you would think that perhaps you need to have the actual event, Kamashmalan, that we need the equivalent of Mulsak. Mulsak, again, is not much of a Raya, but we are willing to proceed, even if it comes to a capital case, we're willing to proceed on the basis of Mulsak. A woman comes to town, she's carrying her child on her back, as the Gemara's example. We don't know who the child is, but for the next 20 years, she's raising this child. Everybody knows it's her child, and then they're found sleeping together. So the din is we would be Machayev, then Misa, and obviously some accepted Asra and so on. But Moraya, do we have that it's a child? Well, because we assume it's a child. That's called Mukhzak. So the same thing is true over here. The Torah is saying you can either be Mekabel 8BP8, Yosaka Daitach Amina Lola Amnui. Okay, and then you said, next thing, Ba'artzecha. And Lihel of Arth, Bechutzar, Minayin. Talmud Lomar, you said, Ki Yegur Itcha. Bechom Akom She Itcha. I understand. Didn't you use that Itcha a moment ago to tell me that B'mutzak Bechom? Ve'afikte. No, you're right. One of the drushes was from the Pasuk Itcha. But the other Pasuk is from Imecha. And that's the misquote. We got mixed up between Imcha and Itcha. So there are basically two separate psukim. And therefore we have two separate drushas. Fine. Now, the Chachamim never explained themselves. They said, Bein Baris, Bein Bechutzar, Tzarech Lavi Rayas. But what did they do with the pasuk? Rav Yehuda was basing the drasha that he made on Baritzachem. It was Baritz. So what about Aksi Baritzachem? Ahumi Boile, that comes to tell me something else. That comes to tell me that you can be Bekabel Gehem at all in Eretz Yisrael. Because I might have thought, Ahumi Boile, Afilo Baritz Bekabel Gehem. I might have thought, of course the guy wants to be a Ger. Why wouldn't he want to be a Ger? He's claiming he wants to be a Ger, you know, because he wants to be a part of Klal Yisrael. He wants to be a ger because he wants to be here in Eretz Yisrael. It's so wonderful. And Eretz Avat Chalavud Vash and so on. And even today, after the Churban, Hashtanami to Leket Yivuta, you don't have that Tova of Eretz Pemda Tova in the sense of Zavat Chalavud Vash any longer. But we still have, after all, Kupat Cholim, you know. And we have Leket, Chikha, Peya, Maisarani. I mean, the guy is basically living in a welfare state. What do you want to do? Move to Sweden. I mean, he's got it made over here. Go Mashmalan, you can be Mekabel Ger even in Eretz Yisrael. Amrav Kibarav, Amrav Yochanan, Halacha, Bein Oretz, Bein Bechutzlarts, Tzarech, Lavi Raya, like the Chachomim. Well, obviously, like the Chachomim. I mean, that's all over the Klalei HaPsak. Pshita. Yochid V'Rabim, Halacha K'Rabim. I mean, why would I have thought any differently? No, because in this case, I would have thought, Ma'al D'Tema Mistavra Taim D'Rabbi Yehuda D'Kom Misayel L'Ikroi. That Rabbi Yehuda's approach is much more reasonable than the Pasuk, because the original Imach is Mashma anywhere. So it must be referring to the need to bring a Raya. Kavash Melanda, no, that ain't a Chinami. There might have been a difference because we're looking for ulterior motivations. It says in the Pasuk, and we were talking yesterday about the concept of Mishpat when it comes to Gerut. So it says over there about Tzavet, Shoftechem, and it says, Lishmoa ben Shafatetem Tzedek, ben Ish, ben Achiv, uven Gero. What's the Pshan? Mikan Omrev Yod Gersh, and Edgayer Bebedin, Nareze Ger. Since we require Mishpat Tzedek, it seems that only if a ger was misgayer in a proper bezdin, but if it's beino lebein atzmo, ain't no ger. And in fact, it was once a maisa. Somebody comes to Rabbi Yehuda, and he was assumed to be Jewish all the time. Right? So he comes along, and he says nitgayarti beino lebein atzmi. So be'etem, in terms of his ne'emanut that he is a ger, that wouldn't have been a problem, because he would have had a migo. I have to tell you, I'm a ger, that was this guy, Ben Elam, and that's me. He was known to be a kosher Jew. So therefore, essentially what he's doing is he's postulating himself. Because now he's saying, I'm not a ger. I always thought I was a ger, but there wasn't a Besdin. Yeah? So, Omar Le Rav Yehuda, you have witnesses to that effect, that was your gerut? Yesh la'edim. Omer le'lav. Yesh la'banim. You have any kids? Omer le'hin. Omer le'... Look, ne'manat ha'lifsolat atzbecha. You are accepted. Your words are believable vis-a-vis yourself. Because we always believe a person is shavya nafshi chaticha di'isura, basically. If somebody would want to make himself ulcer to marry a Jewish woman, then good, so that's what he's done. So that you're believed on. But how can you pass so your children, after all, his shita is, remember, that akum shaba al-bas yisrael avad mamzer. You're going to make your children mamzer? Why are you believed to make your children mamzer? Yadanem al-salat banecha. What do you mean? But Reb Yudah's shita is that a man is believed to make his children mamzer. So, mi omer Reb Yudah banim lo meheman, v'atanya.
You know that concept of
Brian
also?
Oh, Gemara, we'll get to that. That's the old... The old Rav Goren story with the, you know, that was the famous scandal. It was based around this question. So, it's all nicely. We don't have time in the middle of the day. Om Rabbi Yehuda. So did Rabbi Yehuda say that is that Neman Abanim? What about the Braita that says that Et Apochor Ben Asnoa Yakir? What's the meaning, Yakir? Yakir means Yakirenu La'akirin. A father can legally define a child as his son. And Mikan Omer Rabbi Yehuda, if he is Neman, he's Neman Adam Lamar Zeb Ni Bechor, person is believed to say he's the Bechor, and in doing so, he will indeed entitle him to the dinim of inheritance. But once that is the case, Kishem Shneman Lamar Zeb Ni Bechor, if he's a Kohen, he could also pass him a son by saying Beni Zeb Ben Grushahu or Ben Chalutzahu. The Chachamim say Eino Neman, but this is Rabbi Yehuda. So how is Rabbi Yehuda paskening against himself over here to say Ein Ata Neman Letzolat Banecha? And indeed, as Reb Chaim has just told us, Om Reb Nachum Bar Yitzchak, Ochi Karmale, what he was saying is, listen, Lidvarecho Vitkachavim Mata. I mean, you're saying you're a goy. So how could accept the testimony of a goy? The apostle is children now. We're not going to. You can't have it both ways. So if Lidvarecho Vitkachavim Mata Ein Edut Lo Vitkachavim. Ravina Omar? Ravina says, you don't have to come on to that. What he was saying was, not what you said. He said to him, you can get the whole story. Yesh lecha banim? The guy said, hey. Then he asked him, yesh lecha b'nei banim? Any grandchildren? So he said, yes. And he said to him, ne'man ata lifsol banecha, but he ata ne'man lifsol b'nei banecha. Because the din of Yakir is only on Banim, not on Vnei Banim. I mean, as Rishonim say, that means in a case where there are Vnei Banim, there's no Yakir at all, because otherwise we're left with an absurd situation. The Ben is a possible Kohen, but the Vnei Banim are kosher Kohenim. So it must mean the Torah only gave you those rights when it impacts only the Ben. And indeed, Tanya Nami Yochi, like Ravina, Rav Yehuda Omer, Ne'aman Adam Lamaro, but no Katan. Vina ne'mana b'no gadol. What does that mean? That the din of Yakir is only said for Kotan. V'yom Rebchi Abaram Reb Yochum, when it says Kotan and Gadol, it doesn't mean Kotan in terms of being a minor. It means Kotan and Gadol in terms of having grandchildren. So lo katan, katan mamash, v'lo gadol, gadol mamash. A katan, a v'yesh lo banim would be a gadol. A gadol v'yin lo banim would be a katan. Because we're only referring to the din of Yakir that it's chal on that generation. In fact, Hilchot HaKavati Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak. Well, with Paskin here, he's not Ne'aman because the Dvorav is a goy. What? Didn't we just bring a Raya to Ravina? A Tanya Kavasi to Ravina? What is that? What does Ravina have to do with the Persephics of China? We're the Brita that says like Ravina was talking about the din of Yakir. Rav Nachman was just saying that there's Yakir doesn't apply here. There's no connection between the two. Ravina said, assuming that Yaki would apply, then the question would be the difference between Banyu and Nevanu. Fine, that says in a bright. But this case, that was talking about a Kohen. No, over here he's claiming he's not Jewish. What does that have to do with the case where he's a Kohen? If he's claiming he's not Jewish, we still have Rav Nachman's concept, which is perfectly reasonable, that you can't have it both ways. You have the same Avis Neman that you are not Jewish, who's being made, and therefore, since I'm not Jewish, accept my testimony that my child is a monster. That's crazy. So there's no contradiction between the two. So Atani Gavati Ravina, Ahu Linyan Yakiritmon. Turn around. Ger Shabalit Gayer Bisman Hazeh. Somebody comes Bisman Hazeh to be mitgayer. So we ask him, first thing that we got to know is whether you need a psychiatrist. You know, what are you nuts? Mareita Shabbatalit Gayer. Yata Yodea Shi Yisro Bisman Hazeh Devuyim Tichufim, Sikufim, Meturafim. I mean, look at the poor Jews, Bizban Hazeh. They're miserable, pushed from country to country, torn around like a leaf at a stream. And they are in terrible tzoras wherever they go. And you want to become Jewish. Imo Meres, his response to that is, of course I'm aware of that. And Eini Kedai, I'm not even roi to be part of that history. Alavai, I should be able to be zoicha, to be part of them. So then Mekablim Oto Miyad, we're Mekablim instantly. Umodiin Oto Mitzat Mitzvot Kalot, Mitzat Mitzvot Chamurot. We tell him some of the mitzvahs that he should be aware of, the way that these Jews are crazy. What'd you say? You got to tie your left shoe off. Forget it. I'm not interested in that. I'm interested in, you know, spirituality. Then we tell him mitzvot that are tough to do, you know. Then we tell him, Avon leket shikha peo maisrani, which we're going to ask later on, why do we choose those things? Umodino ton shancho mitzvot. We tell him he's going to get himself in trouble. You know, we say, look, you know, till now, you had an easy life. Achelo batal amidazo, you know, you want to eat chaylev. No problem. You're not going to be high, of course, feeding chaylev. I mean, going to McDonald's, have a good time. Chilal to Shabbat, you know. You're not going to be high of skila. Achshav akalta chaylev. You're going to be high of karet. Chilal to Shabbat. High of skila. For Hashem, Shuvim otam on shamsha mitzvot. And the same way we tell them what kind of hell you're going to get yourself into. But we're also medino to matan tzchara. We tell him the star of the mitzvahs. And as the Rambam explains, that tzadikim ain't tzadikim ala Yisrael, and the reason that Bizman Hazeh, you see Yisrael in such terrible shape, is because Bizman Hazeh, inam yecholim lekabel lo rov tova, because they'll become stuck up, and immediately, as soon as life is good for the Jews, they're rotten. The lo rov puranut, we don't want to wipe them out completely. So, memela, they're in this constant state of back and forth and so on. But in my opinion, look, we don't, you know, we don't want to overdo it, but scaring them away completely. I mean, it's one thing to tell them there's a concept called Shabbos, you know. But on the other hand, to tell them that, you have to understand that that means next time you got a salad and you take a seed out of the salad, you know, you're going to be killed for it. You know? That already we're not going to tell them, you know. So the Dikaduki, Mele, he'll find out the worst later. And then, if he accepts that, so then if he's makabel on himself, Malino Tomiyad, we go ahead and we do a Brit Milah. Or if he already had a Brit Milah, but it wasn't good enough for us, there's an easy solution. We could be Nishtar, but Sitzina, Makvinat, Abilah, Chosrin, Malino Toshniya. So then whatever, so we'll see what the shir is of Sitzina, Makvin later on. And we're Matvil immediately. And of course, if we don't have that option, we could be always be Mativ Dam Brit. And Shnei Talmidei Chachamim Omdim Agavav. Later on, I'm going to ask. I thought we need a bezvin. So we have two Talmidei Chachamim. Modino to miksat mitzvot kalot, miksat mitzvot hamurot. The Rambam sticks in the middle of this whole thing that we also tell him that, you know, we believe in God, which is amazing.
God. Right?
Yeah,
God.
Yeah, and not only that, we tell him that you're not allowed to go to church anymore.
Christmas.
Was, nothing, yeah.
There's a case where...
We have to hurry, so I'm sorry. But, yeah. So in such a case, we are Mekabalim. At the time that he's going into the mikvah, we repeat the fact, because same way we saw that the tefillah, the Shem Avdus, requires some indication of the purpose of the mitzvah, so too, at the time that he's going in the water, it needs to be a repetition of the purpose. So as he's going into the water, we're telling him mitzvahs kalais, mitzvahs chamurais, just a little bit, so that the mitzvah of the tefillah should be l'shem kabbalas mitzvahs. The moment he comes out of that water, tov av Allah, hareyu yiki Yisrael, l'chol dvarab. So this is all very nice if the victim is a male. How about if the victim is a female? So then, if that's not very nice for the Talmidei Chacham to be yameid aleha, so over there, if it's an isha, nashim moshivotu tabamayim atzavara, women put her into the water, and Shnei Talmidei Chacham Omdim Lo Mibachutz, Modino Tam Mitzvahs Mitzvahs Kalos, Mitzvahs Mitzvahs Chamurais, and all that they need to see is her head going under the water, and that's sufficient. Erkat Gerv, Erkat Evin Meshuchra, it's all the same. The Gemara is going to ask later what you mean it's the same for an Evin Meshuchra. I thought an Evin was already Mekabel Mitzvahs at the time that he was Tovel Hashem the Avdus, which we'll get back to. And you should know that a makom shenina tovelet, even though this has nothing to do with tuma, so you think, oh, you know, it's like sort of a baptism kind of thing, you know, put him into bathtub, sprinkle him with some holy water, you know. No. This is a din in a tefillah kshera. So if a nida is able to be tovelet sham, that is kosher for a ger, whatever mishukhar can be tovel. And it has to be a tefillah, kosher tefillah called dover. If you have a dover that is chotzeitz b'tefillah, it's also chotzeitz b'ger, and be'eved b'shukrar, and be'nida, it's all the same. Omama, you said ger shebolit gayer, omrim v'omar ra'ida shebatulit gayer, modinat to mixes mitzvahs talos, mitzvahs chamuras, I understand, I mean, what do we care, you know? I mean, yeah, we got to make sure that he's sane. I mean, why is that part of the thing? Why do we do this? Because we'd like him to change his mind, basically. The Porish, if he's not going to be mitgayer, fine, go, goodbye, thank you. So Nifrosh, let him be Porish. The Omer Abichavo, Kashin Gerim Nisro Kesapacha, because there's many, many different Purush. Either because Sapachat is a lotion of Sarat, Sapachat Atarat, so Mispachati. Why is this? Either because they assume that they know, but they're not really. The kiyam in the mitzvahs, if they haven't had time to learn the mitzvahs, of course, some of the Rishonim were given, Avraham Ager says, on the contrary, the reason is because they're so medactic, so they make Yisrael look bad. You know, so that's, it's like Lot and Avram. As long as we're not around the ger, we could think that Kodesh Baruch Hu could think we're tzaddikim. Now we're going to be around the ger, and it'll be a problem. Furthermore, because Rashi Tainas Koyisol Aravim Zela says this really is included in the Arvus, but Tosha says on that because his Raya's that Arvus doesn't apply to Gerim, and others learn because of the tremendous chumrah of the mitzvahs of Gerim. We're never going to be Yetzi Yedechiyav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzvah so many times about how you have to love the Ger, be careful of the Ger, and people don't treat Gerim properly, and therefore it's a terrible kitruv on Klal Yisrael. Maybe that's the reason. The Rambam says the reason is because many Gerim are chozrim the Suran, and they think that they're not Jewish, and the fact is the Jews have to remain around them, they're not going to be able to be perish from them, they'll learn from them, Isim Aroyim, and Raya, look what happened in the Midbar with the Ego, and so on, and they had such an impact on whole Klal Yisrael. What many, many reasons. So where do we see that lashon? It says beferish. What a funny lashon to use. Of course, in this year of Shemitah, that's a very nice lashon, because we know what svichim are. V'nispechu al Beit Yaakov, has become attached to Beit Yaakov, but v'nispechu is also a lashon of mispachati, so a lashon of negoyim. And then, modino tovam like a chico, pay a maisrani. Why after that, my timer? Omar, Rabbi Chia Barava, Omar, Rabbi Yochanan, look. I mean, basically, a Ben Noach is Nerag HaPachot Mishavar Pruta. There's two shot in Rashi. One, first shot is a little funny, and Rashi himself says, I don't think he can't really mean that. But since a Ben Noach is very matpit, because it's the din is that they are not Moichal, even a Pachot Mishavar Pruta. And because of that, they are also the Torah never gave a mitzvah of Hashavah. So it turns out that since he's Ne'erag, so Bidinayim, if he comes out in the middle of the night, finds somebody collecting like a chikopay, I'll shoot him. So we got to tell him, don't shoot the guy that you... And I says, well, that's probably not the pshat. But the pshat is that if he hears... Like that funny midrash that talks about how no matter what you do, there's always more money to give... You know, to the Kayanim, to the Levian, this was the Kerach, the famous Kerach Mendrish, you know. Veiz, Mir, the poor Almana, nothing was left. Finally, she's ready to commit suicide. You know, so maybe he hears, oh my God, all of that money, forget about it. I don't want to. Okay, so Mela, he needs to know the amounts of what it is that he's in for. You wouldn't think this might have anything to do with the fact that all of the dinner of Garrison to Begillah's roots have to do with Leket and Shikha. No, probably not. Anyway, so Lamaisa, there's good reason to let him know. And in fact, once we're talking about root, we might as well get all the dinner from root, right? So Einmar, Bina Lav, Eimedak, Bekima Lav, Omer, Belazar, look, you can see this basically from the Psukh and the Medigil. Dichti. You think there wasn't plenty of other stuff that Naomi could have told Ruth? She told her a few basic laws. So she had, some of them are Omer and some of them are Kal. So it's obvious from the answers that Ruth provided that she had to deal with those issues. So let's say Naomi tells her, you know, we're not even allowed to walk out of the Tchum on Shabbos. So she's by Sher Tofielef, okay, you don't walk out of Tchum, I don't walk out of the Tchum. Well, we're not allowed to be alone with a man. Okay, Bashar Talini Alin, you know. Wherever you sleep tonight, I'll sleep. If I've been on Chesh, we're not for Shloshes or Mitzvot, we got all these mitzvahs. Amir, Amin. We're not allowed to do Avaris Kokovim. Elohayek, Elohayek. There are Arba Mitot Nimsur Lebeitin. You can get into trouble for Skila. Bashar Tamuti Abut. Yeah, but we might not even, you know, I mean, there's different Kvarim. You're not even buried in the same grave as other people if Besdin kills you. Not only that, it's different graves for those who were killed by Besdin with Skila and Zreif, for those who were killed by Sayef and Chenek. Shnei Kvarim Nimsur Besdin. It's okay. Vishomek Aver, I'll be buried wherever you're buried. You know, you're Chayef Skila, I'll make sure I'll be Chayef Skila. Miyad. So she realizes, okay, Vaterakim Yitametziti, Molechatima, and that is sufficient. Kikbel, Malinato Miyad, what's a Miyad? Why don't we, you know, let's give it a little bit of time. No, my time, Shuyim Mitzvah Lamashina. Once it becomes a mitzvah to make the guy a ger, and we see that this is a serious gerus, then already, it's the same reasons.
So if it doesn't keep the mitzvah after?
Then he's Yisroel Mumar. That's one of the reasons why we're afraid to be Makabu. Vatera kimita metzatilavacha. Kibel, malinota, mishtairubo, tzitzina ma'akvina milah, kidatuna. Elohim tzitzina ma'akvina milah. This is like the Mishnah that explains, Lagabe Shabbos, what we would be chaser on. Over here, it's Lagabe Geirut. What would then constitute a kosher milah? So if you have still foreskin left, that is chofer rov ha'atara, which we'll explain in a minute, it doesn't mean rov, that literally most of the area of the atara. It's machlokes, what the atara is, some paskin atara is only the raised skin that is around the actual penis itself, just that small area coming up to the glands. Another glands, the entire glands penis. But in any event, that could be a tiny little bit of flesh, because we're talking about rov, and we'll see what we're talking about, rov govha. So you're talking about a couple of millimeters of a piece of skin that the moil didn't even notice, and that would be ma'akeves hamila. And such a person is eno ochel betruma, because he has a bit of an aura. And Rabbi Yirmi bar Rava Amrav explained, bosra chofa rov gova shal atara. We're not talking about a thick piece of skin that's got to go all the way around. We're talking about a tiny strip of skin. Where was that thing that I showed you recently? This amazing story. They found out that everyone that was Nemo, do you remember the name of the city?
No,
it was Iran, one of the Iranian cities, or one of the Turkish cities. It was just last week. It's unbelievable. I always joke, you know, now they check your tzitzis. It's going to come a day when they check you. Sure enough, there's an organization, I forgot what it's called, but they discovered that everyone that was Nemo in this town in Iran, I think it was, the Mayali didn't know the dinner. And they left Basra, Kefas, Reva, Tara. They had over 200 people so far. This isn't wine, it's not some weird thing. That had to go through Nila again in their 90s and their 80s. And it turned out that they put out a cruise. Anybody who had a Mila in such a city has to get a cruise.
Oh my goodness.
Isn't that crazy?
It was a story about a guy, 90 years old.
It was just under. Now he was 92 years old.
But he has to do a Mila.
Yes, that same story. Unbelievable.
How did he know?
This athletics organization found out.
Out of a helm. Out of a helm, but Iran.
Yeah, I think it was. It was either a city in Iran or a city in Turkey. Anyway. Yeah. So then it says, the moment that he is well, that the wound heals, why is that? Why do we have to wait till the wound heals? Well, I mean, can't we just have him go to the mikveh? Because the exposure to water is not very good for a healing wound. Not to mention the fact that they ain't ever seen the mikvah over here, because the guy will die if God knows what he's exposed to.
So is this waiting a few minutes, an hour?
No, until he's healed, completely healed.
So, it's a long time.
Yep. Exactly. Now I'm confused. Didn't we just say before that Ger Tzarich Shlosha? Ger Tzarich Shlosha. Yes, indeed. Rabbi Yochanan said to the Tana, Tni Shlosha, that it should say three. The fact is, though, that there is a reason why it says two. Because all three don't have to actually witness the going into the tefillah. Are rain, but they already are sufficient that the Beis Din knows that he was stable. In terms of what? In terms of what Rabbi Yaakov asked. If the guy says, forget it, I don't want to be a Jew, it's turned out to be much too difficult. And he now goes ahead and he's Makadosh Shabbat Yisrael. It's a good Kiddush. Has it been Yisrael Mumer? Yisrael Mumer, clean up, Kiddush of Kiddush. He can't change his mind. Echad ger, the echad eved mishuchrar. What does that mean? It sounds like an eved mishuchrar who was already a makabo all mitzvahs 15 years ago, and now he has to redo it and be makabo all mitzvahs again. So what we say is, okay, the first time he did it because he basically had no choice. He was an eved. Now that he wants to become fully Jewish and have a din of a mishuchrar, so he needs to be makabo midaita. The problem is, Ramino in the bright that says Bamedvar Memurim, where do we have all of these dinim of Kabbalah and so on and so forth, is Dafka with a ger. But an Eved Meshuchrar ain't Tzarech Lekabbal. So how do you explain that? Here's Ramisha, two clear-cut opposite brightot. Amrif Sheshes, that's true. There are two clear-cut opposite shitot in this matter. Har Rabbi Shimon ben Halazar and Har Rabbanan. We have indeed an amazing example of what Kabbalah Samitzvahs would mean after a tefillah l'shem gerut. Because look, in the classic case of a yifat tor, so what does it say over there? Ubakta et avia vet ima yerach yamin, and that means you have to wait until that month is over, and v'achar kach yavo aleha v'lukach ala l'isha, right? So it doesn't seem to be any way to hurry up this process. Capture this woman, you have to wait until she gets out of her system, and then she'll be tovelet. So now, the question is, how about if she was makabel mitzvahs on her own? So indeed, it says in the Braita, b'meh dvarim amurim shelo kibla ala dezoni, if she refuses to be mitgayeret. But if she's makabel on herself to be mitgayeret, so I don't need no month to think about this. So then, once you're matbila, so then she already has a din of a Yisraeli, and she's mutarat, and she's mutarba immediately. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says, you don't even need that. What you could do is, you can always force a shevi, whether male or female, to be teva l'shem avdut. So over here it's a female. So you're matbila l'shem shifchut. So okay, it's not just shifcha. Shiotaina, but as a shifra, and I'll sleep at there because you're a kosher Jew, and only an Eved is mutter for shifra. Okay, so you know what? I'll be mishachar of her. What do you mean? But what happened to her Kabbalat or Mitzvot? It says chozor ma'apil al-shem shichur, and then he's mishachar, and mutter ba miyat. So you see, according to Rabbi Shimon, you don't need b'shas shichur a Kabbalah zol mitzvot. And therefore, the Rabbanan who say, no, that ain't going to work, means that they need to go through the whole thing. In fact, you would need to be makabel mitzvahs. And since currently she is in no mood to be makabel, so you don't have this option. So apparently there's a machlokes whether you need a re-kabbalah at the time of the shichrur. We'll look into this in great detail, Bezrat Hashem, tomorrow. Tan Rabban, mi shebava amar ger ani. Om Rav Sheshes, the Amre, they're not related. It was ABP8. Shamanu Shinit Gaia Rabbez to show Ploy Misakadai Tamina Lolim, right? Amash Mama. Now, you say, Barat, Kutzor, Sminaitam Lor Itcha. Chomakom Shiva. Didn't you just use that Itcha? Yes. Chada, be Imach. Vekachamim Omrim. So then, what do you do baritz? No, only by the afshiva baritz that you're mekabelgerim at all, because sot that menibshim tivus teretz yisrael kom megayre. And even nowadays, where you don't have that level, veritzavat chalav udvash, the leketivuta, nonetheless, ikal lekachichu peya or maserani, kumashvulan, that that's not sufficient to be doing to begin. Obviously, if he was this guy, there was once a mice of Epishbul, if name of Yehuda, Omar Lo. Nidgayarti benil benatzmi, omar le revira yeshchaidim, omar le lo, yeshchabanim, omar lo hein, omar lo nemanata lifsoltatzmecha. Via the neman lifsoltatzmecha. Yom revira bonim homeman, vatanya, yakir means yakirenu lacherim, mika anom revira nemanadam lomar, zebeni bechor, ukishem shineman lomar zebeni bechor. Kach neman lomar benizeh ben grusha o ben chalutzo. Chami lomar meneinu neman. Omer nachu bar Yitzchak. Och ikomer le Rav Yehuda lidvorecha oved kochavim ata. No, so how are we going to accept your edut? Any edut oved kochavim. Rav Yehuda omer och ikomer le. Yesh chabanim hein. Yesh chabanei banim hein. Omer le neman ata lifso banecha. Binyata neman lifso benilu necha. Tanya mi ochi. Rabbi Yehuda, I'm a neman of the Lomar of Benoah Katan, and a neman of Benoah Gadol. Lomar, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yochanan, lo Katan, Katan, Mamash, lo Gadol, Gadol, Mamash, ela Katan, v'yeshol banim zeo Gadol, Gadol, ve'en lo banim zeo Katan. V'yuchta kvat r'nachum ha'yitz. What? You just said, atani kvat r'vina. What's that have to do with the ilchata? That was talking about the inyan yakir itmar. Tan Rabbanan, ger shabal litkayer bizman hazeh, omrim lo, ma ra'ita shabat litkayer? Yata yodea, she yisrol bizman hazeh, devuyim, dechufim, tsechufim, meturafim, yisurim boim alayen. Im omer yodea, ani veni chidai, mekablim oto miyad, modin oto mitzvos mitzvos kalais, mitzvos mitzvos chamurais, modin oto avan lakat shikopeya, meseroni, modin oto onche shal mitzvos, omrim lo, av yodea, shat shabat lo midezu achat achilev, yata onush kores, chilat o shabat, yata onush skila, akshav achat achilev, onush kores, chilat o shabat, onush skila, kibshu modin oto onu shosho mitzvot, kach modin oto matan scharan, scharan, omrim lo, av yodea, onam abba, noatsu, elo le tzadikim, and yisro bizman Inam Yecholim Lekabel Lo Rov Tova Velo Rov Veranut Vein Marvin Alav Vein Medak Tekim Alav Kibel Malvin Ato Miyad Nishterbo Tzitzim Akvel Tzavila Chuzwin Malvin Ato Shniya Nitrapel Madvilin Ato Miyad Shveta Medei Chachamim Omdim Agav Modin Ato Mitzvos Mitzvos Kalos Mitzvos Mitzvos Chamurais Tova Veolar Kisro Lechodvar. And if it's a woman, Nashim Moshivot Ota Bamayim Ad Savara V'shteit Amdim Chamin Omdim Omi Bachutz V'odin Ota Mitzvat Mitzvat Kalot Mitzvat Mitzvat Chamurot Ech Hager Ech Hadevet Meshuchra. And the Mikvah Nitzvim Okum Shanira Tavelet Sham Ger V'Avir Aot. So that's where Hadevet Meshuchra is traveling by V'chol Dabar Shechaitzitz B'tvilat Avida Shechaitzitz B'ger B'Avir Shuchra B'din. It's all the same. Omamar Ger Shabbat Ger Milamara Ita Shabbat David Ger Madina Tomik Tzat Mitzvat Kalot Tzat Mitzvat Hamurot. What's the point of all that? My time. The portion of fresh. I'm a couple of questions. Ger Misrok is a pacha. You're even a very Ger Liam in this Pechua Beit Yaakov. Modina to even Ovan Leka Chichu Peo Maser on my time. Om Rebchia Baravan Reyokna because Benoach is Nera Gampocha Mishavar Pruta. Volonitan Leishavon. Vein marbin alav, vein medak tekim alav, am Rabbi Lazar. Mike Rod, if ti vatera ki mitametze, ti valekat ita, vatechta ledaber eleha. Am Rala, osulon tchum Shabbos. So she says, vashar tov yelet, osulon yichud, vashar tov lini alin, mefagdina na shesh meot v'shlosh esrei mitzvot, amech amin, osulon avodat kochavim, elohayech elohay, arba mitot nimsu lebeit din, vashar tamut yamut, שני קברים נמצאו לבית דין, ושומר קבר, מיד ותרא כי מתאמצת היא, אין ותחגל. קיבל, מעלין אותו מיד. מה הייתה אימה? שהוא יהיה מצווה, לא משינה. נשאר בו ציצי למעק ואין המילה כבצוון אלו, אין ציצי למעק ואין המילה בשר החופר רוב ההתרה, ואין אוכל בתרומה. ואומר רבי ירמיה בר אב, ואומר אב, מין זה הבוסר החופר רוב גובה של ההתרה. נתרפה, מתפילין אותו מיד, נתרפה, אין לא מלתרפה לו. my time of shunda maya marzumaka. Shnei talmidei chachamim omdim al gabav. I thought Rabbi Yom Rabbi Yochanan just said that ger tzarech shlosha. Yes, indeedy. Om Rabbi Yochanan latana. You got that wrong. Tani shlosha talmidei chachamim. Tova ve'ol arei of Yisrael of kol devarav l'may yochata. That at this point, ihara be makadosh bat Yisrael. It's too late. He's Yisrael mumar karina be ukidushav kidushin. That we're talking about Kabbalah's old mitzvahs. So yes, what about the bright up? It says Bamed Varma Murim Begir. Alva Bevan Meshukhar, there's no need to be Makabal all mitzvahs again. Omer Fishlo Kasha, or Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, or Rabbanan, the Tani Bakhtata Vivatima, Bamed Varm Shaloki Belala, Avo Kibelala Mirzona, so then not be on with our Babiyat. Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer, no, there's a way around the whole thing. Alpha Bishaloki Blala, he could always be Kufa. He could be Matbil Hashem Shifchut, and then he can be Mishakrer by being Matbil Hashem Shikrur Mishakra, and then she would be kosher. Umutarba Miyad.